And you can only increase your effectiveness when you know more about your business associates. When you want to read people, all your senses must be very open, so as to assimilate the tangible observations you make, jettisoning all stereotyping, opinions, and preconceptions. When you get involved in some business environment, you will be presented with the chance to observe the deciding factors behind the face value. This is when you must focus more on the clues being presented to you than the one you present. You cannot observe properly without being aggressive about it. Avalanches of conscious and unconscious clues are dropped every now and then, but you can only benefit from these if you are able to pick them. You observe aggressively when you have the ability to see beyond the now, by taking every modicum of information into consideration without hasty conclusions. It is during unofficial times that the real personalities of people come to the forefront. Your associates' dealings with the commonest of people, like the receptionist at the restaurant, the ticket man at the airport, or others, will unknowingly give out very important information about them. This is why dinner, breakfast, and lunch meetings are very important, because you can learn deeply hidden facts about your business associates through them. If you're observant enough, you'll also learn more about people from the casual greetings that happen before and after the meetings, coupled with the conclusions and farewells. The essentials of how to read people. Aggressive listening. Listen to what your associates say and how they say them. Aggressive observation. Search for the clues revealed by people's statements and body language. Listen more. You will learn more when you talk less. First impressions matter. Make sure you do not radiate bad impressions at first meetings. Apply your observations. Things you learn about people's character should be used properly. Be secretive. This is to avoid revealing the things you have learned about people, to avoid reducing how effective it would be. Practice detachment. Your observation powers will increase when you retreat and weigh your options in any given situation before you act. Chapter 2. Creating Impressions. Main Idea. The way you learn about others by observing their words and actions is the same way you can use your own words and actions to project your better side. It is possible for you to build the exact type of impression and reputation you want in your business. Supporting ideas. Business executives that make the highest impacts are those who make their impressions through small gestures and not the grand ones. The most effective are those gestures that their absence is not significant, but their presence matters. When you maximize all the subtle chances to reveal how competent, matured, effective, and fair-mindedly tough you are, people will desire to do business with you, overlooking some of the periodic huge errors. You achieve results when you go against people's expectations at any given situation. This will keep them trying to figure out why they have actually failed to observe and read you properly. When people are expecting you to be very tough, a mild and subtle statement will work wonders. When they are expecting you to stick to your own idea, you can simply accept and go with theirs to their utmost chagrin. The way you handle correspondences is another way to give a great impression about your business. This is the avenue to showcase you to the entire business world. Now, you come to the person who officially holds the tie between you and the business world, and this is your secretary. The way you are viewed by the general public depends on how your secretary presents you, especially in her dealings with your business partners. Another important aspect is how you dress. This gives out an impression that is hard to erase about your personality. Now, when you go the conservative way, you will be difficult to read. But when this is not the case, then you should be ready for the stereotyping that will occur because of your appearance, based on people's perceptions and the surroundings. Play the smart card and reveal less with the clothes you choose to wear. When you want to tell people that you are time conscious, set up a situation that calls for such interaction. An example includes telling them that you will call by 7 a.m. and sticking to that. A repetition of this will get your partners thinking that this is just the way you do business, a plus for you. Another great way of creating a nice impression is by ensuring that